Oh my. What an interesting turn of affairs. Tell me, do you like being locked up in a cage?
Oh, it won't hold you.
Of course it won't. That is not a forever cage. That is a stalling cage. I'm just stalling. Buying time. I wanted to have a chat. I wanted to... I wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank you for opening my eyes. And you have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about, do you? Why did you choose me? Why did you choose me to hunt? I had no idea that vampires were real. I thought it was just fiction, Hollywood, Halloween. But you're real. And you chose to hunt me. Tell me, how long have you been playing these games? Stalking your prey. Does it make it better? Does it make the blood sweeter? Or is it just a game? Not being chatty, are we? Well, I understand. You are locked in a cage. But you're not sulking, are you? Oh no, I can tell. You're plotting. You're scheming. You're figuring how to break out. You're biding your time. Waiting. Didn't work out so well last time, did it? All that time hunting me, following me, making me jump at my own shadow. You fought. You had me right where you wanted me. And look where you ended up. In a cage. So maybe... just... put a pause on the scheming. Maybe just not plot for a bit. Maybe just listen. Maybe just talk. Because I have a lot of questions. Not about vampires. Vampires are real. Vampires exist. That really should be what I'm asking you about. But it's not. I want to know why me. Was it chance? Or was it something more? Did you see something in me? I have never quite fitted in. I was always slightly off. I could fake it. I'm great at faking it. But after a while, it would ring hollow. People would feel uncomfortable. They couldn't quite put their finger on it, but they knew that something was off. So I became a social butterfly. Easier to fool people that way. People have no idea who I am. I had no idea who I was. And then there was you. Where did I first catch your eye? A party, a dinner. Oh, a club. It's a little bit cliche. Dark and smoky, pounding music. A vampire stalking for prey. But then again, there's nothing wrong with being a bit cliche. Maybe vampires are cliche. So does that make me a cliche victim? Pretty. Vulnerable. A little bit stupid. Desperate for attention. Okay, that's not so complimentary anymore. Was there something else? Was there something about me that just sparked your curiosity? Or am I your type? Blue eyes, red hair? You might as well tell me. Oh, come on, play along. So there was something. Something. You decided to hunt me because I'm interesting. Okay, I'll take it as a compliment. I knew you were there. Oh, I didn't know it was you, but I knew there was something. There was a... How to describe it? Pinpricks on the back of my neck. And I have felt it for weeks. I felt alive for weeks. Because you see, that is the thing. I've always felt a little numb, a little dead. That's why I'm awkward, because I don't feel alive. Everything is so mundane. But that's life, right? Life is not exciting. Life is not Hollywood or Halloween. Only it is. Because vampires are real and they stalk the night. They stalk me. I loved it. I loved it. Feeling on edge. Oh, the shivers. The anticipation. The not knowing. Feeling unsafe. Like feeling alive for the first time, and it was all you. And then there was the night. The night where you came out of the shadows. And oh, it was amazing. Only it didn't quite go so well, did it? I guess you bought into what I was selling. That surprised me. I thought a hunter would see through it. Oh, you will next time. Oh, I'm so glad that you said that. Oh, so glad. I got away. I got away from you. And I finally knew what it was that made me feel so alive. Those fangs, that pale skin, those haunting eyes. Have you ever thought about being a model? You can make a lot of money. Can you be photographed? Because there's a lot of argument on the topic. Oh, I've been doing research. I've been doing so much research. But the difficulty is, I don't know what's real and what's not real. So, garlic? Maybe? Silver? Perhaps? So much possibility. So much to get wrong. And that makes it even better. That makes it exciting. That makes it thrilling. You make it exciting. You make it thrilling. So. You're closer to the door. Oh, you're sneaky, aren't you? So sneaky. And oh, you're upping your game. You're not underestimating me anymore. Good. So, whose turn is it? Whose turn? Well, you hunted me, and then I kind of hunted you, because now you're in a cage, so... whose turn? Are you going to hunt me, or am I going to hunt you? Or shall we hunt each other? Oh, come on. Isn't this fun? Haven't you enjoyed the last couple of weeks? It's been different. Having to watch your back. Knowing that there was something there. But not quite sure what it was. Because you're not quite sure what I am. Join the club. And I'm not quite sure what you are. Let's play. Let's hunt each other. Come on. I know you're tempted. Stalking the same boring prey night after night, it must get so tedious. I'm offering you something different. I'm offering you something new. And that is why this is a stalling cage and not a forever cage. I don't want to keep you caged. I want you out there. I want you stalking the night. So I can stalk you right back. You like it, don't you? You like the thrill of being hunted and being hunter. You like not knowing what's coming next. Well, so do I. Maybe I'm a vampire. No, my teeth aren't so pointy. Though I am very pale. Maybe I'm a vampire. No, my teeth aren't so pointy. So, would you say, wanna hunt me? Wanna be hunted? Want a little excitement in your life? I mean, what have you got to lose? Oh, I was so hoping you would say that. So hoping. You really are so pretty. And I want to do something very foolish. But I won't. In fact, what I'm going to do is the opposite. I'm going to go. Because that cage won't hold you forever. And I need to put some ground between us. Put some distance between us. This is going to be so good. This is going to be so fun. Oh, is that a threat? Oh, I'm only a human. Well, this human escaped you once. This human caged you once. Be careful. That arrogance might get you in trouble. I wish I could stay to see how you get out of the cage, but if I did, it would be a very short game. Because you're right, I'm only human and you're a vampire. I'm not stupid. I'm just a little. A little something. I'm not quite sure what, but I'm sure we'll figure it out. Don't take too long. I wouldn't want too much of a head start. Or maybe if you take too long, I'll come back and I'll... Well, that would be telling. I'll see you soon. Let the hunt begin.